Yo, what it do? This your boy Keen coming from the Make It Make Sense podcast, bringing you another episode. I hope everybody doing good so far this year in 2022. I hope everybody trying to manifest their New Year's resolution. I'm trying to do it. Another week, I got another episode. So if y'all haven't checked out my past episodes, make sure y'all check me out about the mental health and depression. Make sure you like and subscribe to my podcast. I'm available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify Podcasts. To let y'all know, man, my week was good. It's slow at the job, so it's kind of a drag and stuff. Trying to learn, just learning every day. You know, trying to be a better person, be a better father and stuff like that. But this week was great, though. Like I said, it's slow at work. You know, do my little side hustle, my little Uber and stuff like that. But other than that, it's just back to the basics. And I'm here giving y'all another episode. My first topic I want to get into, and this topic here, I've been seeing around a lot lately and stuff. And I see people deal with it. And I'm just going to get straight to the point. Like, you ever met? Like, y'all know people that go through stuff in their relationship and they come ask you for advice. And then, you know, you thinking you done left them off on a good tip. You come back or they come back to you. They say, oh, yeah, we worked it out in this. Cool. It's cool the first time. Okay. Weeks go by, months go by, boom. Same thing happened. The same thing that happened a couple weeks ago happening now. And now you come into work crying, or you calling your friends crying, and your friends already hadn't told you. You shouldn't be with that person. If you're going to come crying to me all the time about he or she not doing this, or they not doing that, or they lying, or they not being honest with you, bro. Me personally, I know it's hard to leave somebody you love, but if y'all keep working on it and keep working on it and is no progress, y'all should get that shit up. So my thing is, if you're going to be with that person, cuz, keep that shit to yourself. All that crying and shit, coming to work, leading people on, thinking it's something, and it's really not. And I'm not talking about me. I'm just hypothetically speaking and just using stuff as an example and stuff that I see or people might come to me about. But I feel like I said, if you're going to be with that person, bro, keep that shit to yourself. All that crying and talking to other people and leading the other person on, and then when your main thing come back in the picture, you want to act like y'all ain't had nothing going on, like all the messages and y'all hanging out and shit, and now you done led this man or this girl on thinking this going to be something, and then in reality, you know it's not going to be something, because if you knew you was going to be back with that person, you shouldn't be out here leading people on. Because that's how you over there playing with people's feelings and shit. And then people get crazy, and you wonder why the motherfucker crazy. Wonder why the girl stalking you, or wonder why the nigga stalking you. Wonder why the nigga keep making pages, or wonder why, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Because you're not being honest. Like, if you just be honest with a person, cuz, like, if you know you're going to be back with somebody, bro, stay to yourself. Stop leading people on. You know what I'm saying? Because it comes to a point in time where, like, you got to think about yourself. You got to put yourself first. And you keep letting this person try you. They're going to think they can always do that. And another thing that I say, bro, like, when a person know they fuck up. So a person will come back, apologize, and say they miss you. When a person say they miss you 5 times, 6 times out of 10, they really don't miss you, bro. They just miss what you can do. Like, oh, you could cook, you could clean. You always there. If I need a shoulder to lean on, you gonna always be there. If I need somebody to talk to, you gonna always be there, because that's where you comfortable at. And you got some folks that get comfortable in a relationship. You got some folks that stay humble. Not stay humble, y'all. You got some folks that's comfortable in relationships, and you got some folks that don't want to be by themselves. Some people are afraid to be by themselves. You know what I'm saying? And it's all right being by yourself. You know, because you being by yourself, you learn more about yourself. You'll learn how you're supposed to be treated. You'll learn what you're good at and what you're not good at. You didn't realize that because you were so focused on this relationship with him or her, or is he out sleeping with somebody, or who she texting, or is she really going to the homegirl house? And you know what I'm saying? If you dealing with all that shit, bro, or female, like, just let that shit go. Like, stop worrying yourself. If that person not treating you right, or that person not doing right by you, bro, leave that person alone. Fuck all that. Oh, he buy me this and buy me that. A motherfucker know your weak spots. You know what I'm saying? Like, a motherfucker really know your weak spots, so they'll know how they'll get you. You know what I'm saying? Because I done seen shit where this dude dealing with this female, you know, and he thinking it's something, you know, and then, you know, they starting to hang out and shit. You know, he start to come over to the house, you know, and then all of a sudden, Shawty got a car. You know what I'm saying? And then everything was good 1 week. Then all of a sudden, a week later, like the ex come back in. Like it's not weird. Like, it's not a coincidence that this motherfucker know you just bought you a car. Now all of a sudden they back in the picture. Like that shit just weird to me. And then you might have people in relationships. Like, I seen a Facebook post. It was funny, but it's true. Like, you really have people still in relationships because rent is high. Like, motherfuckers don't want to, like, some folks are afraid to do that shit on their own. I feel like if you do that shit on your own, I think it'd be a better outcome. Because a motherfucker can't be like, oh, I help him with this, or I help her with that. And you know what I'm saying? Like, if you know for a fact you did that shit on your own, like, that shit'll feel so much better, bro. Like, it's nothing wrong with being independent, bro. Like, it's nothing wrong with being independent. You know, you're going to want some help. You're not perfect. You're going to want help. You're going to ask for help. There's nothing wrong with none of that. But sometimes it's kind of hard to ask people or to put that pride to the side because a motherfucker, you'd be afraid a motherfucker throw that shit up in your face if you tell them no, or they'll bring that shit up like, damn, I did this for you and did this and you tell me no. And you know, you just gotta watch people, man. But back to what I was saying about relationships, like, if you know it ain't no progress, and you know, like, if you don't want to, this is my thing. If half of you saying you don't want to be in a relationship and half of you saying you do, don't be in a relationship. Because any little thing that person might do gonna turn you off, and then you're gonna start acting funny. Excuse me. You're gonna start acting funny and moving funny. And now you over there battling with your feelings because you're not being honest with him and her and saying, oh, like, this was going on, or we just could kick it, or we just fucking ain't no relationship. And it's none of that. You feel me? I think if people say that off top, a lot of motherfuckers won't get pregnant. A lot of motherfuckers won't be on their feelings going in on social media. Every post won't be about the baby daddy and the baby daddy this. Like, it coming a point in time, like, you really got to look at yourself. Like, if you see this dude keep dealing with this bitch, and this bitch trying this, man. Okay, at first, okay, cool. You think you can learn from it. Second time, you pushing. The third time, it's like, damn, bitch, like, what the fuck? You know, and once again, I'm not perfect. You know, I done did some fucked up shit, but I accept that shit as a man. But you got some people that don't accept they shit. Like, some people ain't gonna accept that they're part of the problem. Like, if you would just break up with this man or break up with her, you won't be part of the problem. At first, it was just him or her that's the problem. But when you got a person that's letting that shit go on and they knowing this shit going on, like, you're part of the problem too. You know, so like I say, it's good to break up, bro. Like, not saying I don't go around telling people, oh, you should break up. But if y'all keep trying, bro, like, ain't no need to keep trying, because one, this shit gonna get toxic. Then it's gonna be some Ike and Tina shit. Now both y'all ass beat the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? So y'all really have to, like, really pay attention to stuff. Like, I be seeing people talking about toxic this and toxic that. Like, that toxic shit is not cool, bro. Like, being toxic is not cool. When did you ever know in a relationship being toxic is cool? Like that Ike and Tina shit, that shit not cool. Like if y'all ever seen Enough by Jennifer Lopez, like the shit that she was dealing with on that movie, just because she had the materialistic shit, she thought that man really loved him, but that man was beating her ass, so she got tired of that shit. I ain't trying to get off topic, but I feel like gotta do better. We gotta do better, bro. Like, if that shit ain't working out, bro, sometimes that mental health shit is real. That shit will, like, have y'all ass psyched the fuck out. Like, and this from what I've seen, I'm not talking about me, but that mental health and, like, that depression shit, all that shit come into effect with that shit. So, yeah, I just wanted to talk about that because, I see a lot of people going through shit. And if you keep going through it, I know you want to be with that person, you love that person. Well, if that person not showing you no type of growth or showing you that they willing to do this or they ready for this, bro, leave them folks alone. And especially if y'all ain't got no ties together, like kids and none of that shit, like leave them folks alone. Like this motherfucker, like motherfuckers be like real life letting motherfuckers just try them. You know, and like I said, I'm not perfect. Not saying I done tried the shit out of the motherfucker, but I done did some fucked up shit. And I accept that shit. And I feel like if you don't accept your fuck ups, bro, that shit ain't, it won't, it's not good. And you got a lot of people out here that don't accept fuck ups. So you, 'cause you got some bullshit ass friends that accept anything you do. That's like with certain rappers. Like even with Savannah, like approve anything a nigga do. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not dissing nobody. I'm not sending no shots. I'm not talking to nobody in particular. I'm just speaking out in general. Like motherfuckers will be cool with somebody and dick ride everything they do. Like them niggas ain't gonna never be wrong. They gonna always trying to justify some shit. Like that's why a lot of motherfuckers go through shit and motherfuckers be falling out. And shit, because when shit start hitting the fan, you looking at your homeboys and friends like, damn, where the fuck y'all niggas been at? You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all telling me to do this and y'all telling me to do that. You know what I'm saying? Once again, the rapper or whoever the breadwinner, they part of the problem because you still got these fuckers around you or these yes men. Me personally, I don't want a bunch of yes men around me. And that's how I feel a lot of rappers got a bunch of yes men because this is my thing. If we making legit money, my nigga, I'm not about to be out here beefing with nobody, cuz that's just me. Like, if you know what I'm saying, like it's too much money out here to be beefing with niggas. Like, what the fuck? Like, that's just the dumbest shit I heard. You feel what I'm saying? And then you got rappers out here dissing dead rappers, and they got dead homies. You got rappers out here dissing dead homies, and they got dead homies. And I think rap is just a big ass contradiction. Like, I love rap music. You know, you get what I'm saying? Like, I love that trap shit. I love that hood shit. I love that gangster shit. You know, and I love that boss talk like a Jay-Z or a Ross. Like, I love all that shit. But a lot of them niggas, the quote unquote, the drill rap scene or the Louisiana or the Savannah, Georgia rap scene, like a lot of shit be like contradictive because like a motherfucker will tell you, like, if you ain't caught that body, don't speak on it. But a lot of rappers do that shit. Savannah rappers do it. Louisiana rappers do it. Like, I ain't gonna say Savannah rappers. I take that back. But you know what? It's a little bit out there that do that shit. But you have a lot of niggas that be claiming bodies that they didn't do, allegedly. You know, I'm not saying I ain't trying to incriminate nobody out here because, like, once again, I ain't no street cat. None of that, I never been no street nigga. None of that shit. I got cousins, I got brothers, and all that shit. I done came up in the streets. I done came up in the hood, so I already know how this shit work. And I shouldn't. And me personally, you should know how a motherfucker move. Like for instance, Youngboy dropped a song. He mentioned O Block. Cool, I ain't tripping. But you got people once again, Savannah. Because you got Quando Rondo that's under NBA Youngboy. And the niggas just approve everything these folks be saying. Like, these niggas could do anything wrong. Them folks gonna try to justify the shit. The point that I be trying to make, like, the shit don't make sense. You losing homies, I'm losing homies. Like, what the fuck is the point? You feel what I'm saying? That's even like with Young Dolph. Like, Young Dolph is the CEO of fucking PRE. They knocked him off. Not saying it's over with for PRE, but it's like, damn, y'all done knocked the main nigga off. Like, he the head of the snake. He the reason why we at where we at. You know what I'm saying? That's like knocking off Master P back in the day, Birdman, Slim, or Jay-Z, of Irv Gotti. Like, that's like knocking one of them niggas off type shit. And that shit ain't gonna be like that. And I just feel like fans, they always trying to pick sides and egg on beef and shit like that. And that shit just be like straight bullshit because you're in the same position I am. This some worldwide beef shit. Those folks don't know that you exist. So you over here making fun of Kane Von being dead and you got dead homies. Like, that shit don't make sense. Like, that's like me making fun of somebody that got robbed knowing I got robbed. Like, what the fuck? Like, you feel what I'm saying? That's like me getting burnt and somebody else getting burnt and I laugh at them. Like, no. And then y'all be trying to like approve that shit and justify that shit, bro. I don't think that shit cool, cuz. Like, I really don't think that shit cool, bro. Even from the NBA situation or the OTF or the TBG, like, I think all that shit is stupid, pointless. Y'all boys making all this money. You feel me? And then you got niggas that be in rap beef that don't even be like, how I'm trying to say this. And I Quando still hard. You know what I'm saying? But it seemed like Lil Brother not doing the shows that he's supposed to. But you got Lil Durk and OTF over here like blowing. You got Young Boy at the house. You got Young Boy at the house making these songs, which he already was making the songs before. But I just feel like, man, them boys should kill all that shit. Let that shit be. Y'all boys get y'all money. Stop that beefing. Because soon as somebody die, you got fans and all that shit crying. This acting surprised, like, nah, bro. Like, y'all been instigating and egging that shit on. And soon as somebody died, y'all feel some type of way. They did the same shit with Young Dolph. You know what I'm saying? Not saying, okay, the whole world know, like, them boys had beef, allegedly had beef, Yo Gotti and Dolph. So even if that man did have something to do with it, it's the point of everybody be acting shocked. Like, why would they do this? And no, like, y'all know, y'all heard the songs. Like, the man, y'all heard the songs. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, this and dead homies knowing you got dead partners, or seeing people talking about Dirt not riding for Vaughn, and it be the niggas that ain't ride for their partner getting killed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand that. And it's a difference if Quando and them was from Chicago, you know what I'm saying? Like, them boys know, like, this Savannah. You feel what I'm saying? Beef don't never end. So y'all making posts, not saying something gonna happen to Quando or something, you know, because I don't wish nothing, I don't wish death for nobody, and especially Lil Bruh, because I'm happy for him at the end of the day. It's just a lot of shit. I feel like people around him should tell him, like, Lil Bruh, chill out, you know what I'm saying? And do this and do that. Because, hold up, like, people around him should tell him right and wrong, but it seemed like friends, the people around these rappers don't be telling them right and wrong. So I just look at certain stuff different from people. Like, ain't no need for no beef, bro. It's so much money out here, bro. You know what I'm saying? And then from the outside looking in, it's like, shit, OTF doing their thing, Dirt doing his thing. And then you got Quando, like, Lil Brother not doing. Like, I don't know what's going on from the outside looking in. I'm not saying Lil Bro ain't making no money. I'm not counting his pockets. But ever since that Kane Von situation, bro, shit been different. And y'all know that shit. Savannah know that shit, but Savannah not gonna make it known, because only thing they're gonna say is, oh, he got a dead homie. And at the end of the day, I'd rather get some money than rap beef. So if I'm over here making this money and you still over here trying to rap beef, bro, who the one winning? Make it make sense now. Who the one winning? If both of us, nigga, your niggas dying, my niggas dying, who the fuck winning? Because it seems like it's at this point, it's like who got the best verse or the best song, this and dead homies. And that's what it's like. So, but yeah, like I was saying, like, just because somebody ain't slide when you want them to slide, bro. And then it's like Quando famous too. So even though Lil Bird be in and out of the city like that, think that man about to come here and move reckless and just go whack some shit up? Like, come on, man. Like, I done been around older niggas, you know what I'm saying? A lot of older niggas tell me shit like, you gotta move smart. This shit is chess, not checkers. Like, Dirt could have easily came into Savannah. But sometimes you just gotta move smart. And then it's a lot of y'all don't be knowing what the fuck be going on. So y'all can really just like be quiet because y'all be making it seem like y'all be part of the beef. Like folks in Savannah, like, bro, that's NBA allegedly. They love shit. They shit they got going on. Let me that shit with TBG, OTF, and NBA, bro. If you from Savannah, bro, I understand y'all probably cousins with Quando and all that. But that man, like, y'all not going to bust nothing. Y'all not going to go out there and do that shit. So, you feel me? So don't ever say he ain't slide or nobody ain't slide for their partner. Beef don't never end. The streets don't forget nothing. You see what happened to Alpo? FBG Duck. Look how long it took them to get them. You feel what I'm saying? Like, G Money, like shit takes time. Just because a motherfucking got them when you want them to get them, don't do that. And I always was told, man, you can hurt a motherfucker by their pockets. And not saying I put money over people because I don't do that shit. I have to look at everybody the same. But if this shit competition about getting money, shit, look at Lil Durk is like, he up there. Some niggas probably say he sold his soul allegedly and all that shit. But man, the man is up there. Like, Savannah, the only people that's going to feel some type of way about that shit. You know what I'm saying? Talking about dead. Man, y'all got dead homies. This what I don't get. Like, them niggas be having so many dead homies, cuz. And we talking about other niggas not sliding for their partners. Like, bro. And I'm not even dissing nobody because I got a dead partner out here. And that nigga killer still living. But I'm not that type of guy. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's not me. You know, it is what it is. I let God handle everything, bro. That's why I don't ever, even though I still listen to songs with niggas dissing dead homies and shit, but I don't like that shit. I think it's not cool. Because at the end of the day, that meant them people still got families. Them folks got daughters. Them folks got, that's somebody mama. Like, that's just all, that's just how I feel. Folks not gonna feel the same way I feel because they ignorant as a fuck. And you got a bunch of yes men around niggas. Niggas always justifying shit. But that's just my humble opinion. Whoever don't like it, it is what it is. Because I know for a fact I'm right. Because when somebody die, folks be acting brand new. They go to crying. And then, hypothetically speaking, what if it's Quando? They get hit next. Well, how would y'all feel then? What would y'all say? Like, what would be y'all excuse type shit? You know, so if say that was Quando that got hit, would y'all go to Chicago? No. Why would you go to another nigga city? Come on, you just asking for it. You just asking for it. I want all them boys to do good. You feel me? I want Quando to get back on his scale of going up before that shit happened, November 6, 2020. You feel me? Like, them boys was cool. I don't know what the fuck happened. But it seemed like a lot of people that be cool, even with Instagram, like a lot of niggas be cool, and then it'd be some, I think it'd be about a female, because that's the only way, unless a nigga owe him some money. And he ain't like a nigga probably owe a nigga some real money, but a lot of shit be about a female, because like all this shit that you see, all this shit be about a female. You don't even gotta be a female, you fucking, it could be about your sister, your auntie, that, you know? So, you know, I just wanted to just speak up on that. Cause I see a lot of people on Facebook and stuff. And like I said, I'm not dissing nobody. I'm not sending no shots. I'm just speaking facts. Cause I just know for a fact, you know, y'all just for the, a lot of people just for the internet. But, yeah, I just had to get that cross. I had to get that off my chest, y'all. For real. Like, I couldn't, I was thinking about it a lot. So I really had to tell y'all like how I feel about that shit. So when people hear that shit, they be like, okay, I get it. Because I'm gonna stress it, like, bro, if black folks come together, bro, life would be so much easier, man. Bro, like for real, like life would be so much easier, man. But I want to give a quick shout out to K. K Sweet Treats. She will be taking orders for Valentine's Day, February 1st. She gonna have on the menu, she have chocolate covered strawberries, $25 per dozen. Chocolate covered strawberries with theme, $30 per dozen. Chocolate covered strawberries infused, $40 per dozen. $40 per dozen, my bad. Chocolate covered strawberries with toppings, $30 per dozen. Chocolate covered pretzels, $20 per dozen. Chocolate covered Oreos, $15 per half a dozen. Name is the real Kayla K underscore on Instagram. Make sure y'all go check her out. Make sure y'all go check her out. Make sure y'all check out. Make sure y'all go fuck with Jesse Green on the shoes. You can follow him on Facebook. Whenever I keep forgetting, I gotta make sure I get his Instagram so I can let y'all know. Make sure y'all go check out the real Baby 23. He using Standing in the Kitchen beat. Make sure y'all go check him out on that on Apple Music. And like I tell everybody on the show, I want to thank everybody that shares my shit. I want to thank everybody that take their time out their day to listen to my shit. I want to thank everybody that give me a chance, you know, because I'm only getting better. So, next topic. Before I get into my next topic, it's something that I want to say real quick. And like, it's not a big deal. It's not like I lose sleep or I'm stressed out or I gotta go see somebody for seek help. But if you gonna cut somebody off, bro, make sure you take them off social media and all that stuff. Because I feel like, okay, we not cool no more. You don't fuck with me. I don't fuck with you. So why the fuck you steady watching my stories? Like, you watch all my stories. Like, you like every post, or you just trying to keep tabs on a nigga, or you trying to see what the fuck a nigga got going on. So I just feel like that's some weird shit, to be honest. Because if I don't fuck with you, and not, like, if I don't fuck with you, cuz, like, I'm not about to have you on my friend list. Like, I'm not about to be friends with you on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? That's like me talking behind your back and trying to be cool with you, you know, when I see you. Like, nah, like, if I don't fuck with you, I'm gonna let it be known that I don't fuck with you. Or you gonna know that I don't fuck with you. You know, motherfucker, just be nosy, bro. Like, I can post a story, and that shit might get like 300 views type shit. And then I go post something on my page. Like, I don't get half the fucking views. Half the views I get, I don't even get that many likes. So, you know, I don't trip about it because I know a motherfucker seen it. You know what I'm saying? Because how many times y'all done been around a motherfucker, they be like, oh yeah, I seen your post about such and such and such and such, but a motherfucker don't ever like it or comment, you know, or I hate people that only comment on your shit when they disagree. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could be saying some positive shit, you know, about the kids or just about life in general. Motherfucker don't say nothing. Motherfucker don't react to nothing. But soon the nigga say something about LeBron or this rapper or that rapper or Steph Curry this, like, a motherfucker be on a nigga comment so. Like, nigga, a nigga be up on a nigga post so fast, cause like people like negativity and people like debate, you know. And some people like the debate. And a lot of folks be like, oh, I like the debate shit and all that. Like, I just like the stuff that I share on Facebook and shit like that. Like, some of that shit I be joking, but it's like some shit just don't make no sense. Like, a lot of shit that I see just don't make sense, so I'm gonna stress my point. But I'm not about to be like Like, if I'm not about to be this phony person, you know, that social media wants you to be, like, that's not me. So I share a lot of shit. Or when I share it, I tell you why I feel this way, you know. And then once again, once a motherfucker don't like what I say, a motherfucker come comment under my shit. Motherfucker don't be sharing a nigga post. They don't share a nigga post or nothing or react to nothing or none of that shit. When I post my kids, a motherfucker don't never react to none of that shit. And it's not a big deal because I don't trip, you know, because it is what it is. Even with the support thing, like, I feel like the people that actually puts in the work gonna end up outshining the people that's popular. You know what I'm saying? Not saying the people that's popular not putting in the work, but if you popular, you really don't have to, like, network unless you trying to get yourself out there, like, outside of Savannah. But if you already popular, if you make a post, a motherfucker gonna share that shit just because they know who you is from in the streets, you know? But me personally, popular or not, like, if I don't know you or not, I'm going to share your shit. You feel me? Like, you don't have to share my shit back in return because I'm not doing it for that. I'm doing it because I want to see everybody win. And I slick think I stress this shit every episode. But I just feel like support who you want to support. That's how it is. And I feel like, like I say, if you, the people that actually puts in the work, bro, gonna end up outdoing the people, the popular people. Trust me, man. It's like that. It always been like that. Like, the popular kid in high school, now 5-10 years later, you start trying to live off that fame. And the person that was, like, I ain't gonna say a lane, but stayed in this lane, like, they popping. I ain't gonna say they doing better, but they popping right now. I always tell people, like, stay humble because you never know. You never know what can happen, bro. That's why it's always good to stay humble. And support the people, man. Like I say, support the people that support you. You know, I want to see everybody win, but certain people that, then it's crazy because I remember when I first telling everybody on Facebook that, or if I make a podcast, is y'all gonna support and shit like that? You know, motherfuckers commenting, sharing and shit. Yeah, giving me advice, cool. And you know, them people probably still out there supporting me, but I guess he don't show it on social media, which I don't trip. But like Troy tell me, cause like folks outside of your city gonna support you before your city supports you. You have to put in that work in order for people to notice you, unless you're popular. That's the only way I see that shit. And I'm not a popular person. So it'll feel better because I know, like, I really, like, earned my shit. Like, I earned my audience. You know what I'm saying? Like, I earned my audience. I earned everything from the ground up so I could tell my story. Like, I remember I used to get 5 fucking views. 5 listens in a week type shit, and now I get over 100 views or 1,000 views a week type shit. Just, you know, just an example. Not saying that's, you know, but don't never get discouraged, bro. You know, you always got to put in that work. You feel me? The way who Jay-Z is now, he was not that guy when he first came out. Like, he did not rap like how he rapped. He went back in the studio, he perfected his craft, and then boom, Reasonable Doubt. And then it's been all she wrote since. 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz redefined his career. From Titty Boy, even though he was still hard at Titty Boy, but he redefined his career, and then boom, he blew up. All she wrote. All I'm saying is, y'all, don't never give up, y'all. I'm telling y'all. Never give up. When you put in the work, man, it's gonna show. It's gonna show, like, for real. And I want to shout out to my boy Ali, Juan, however, with his new booth. Make sure y'all go check him out. He on the Cut app. Make sure y'all go check out Marvin West. He on the Style Seats app. Make sure y'all go check them out. Shout out to Street Locks Erica. If you ever need your hair retwisted or in style or wigs or anything, make sure y'all holler at Erica. Erica Street Locks on Facebook, I want to say. Her Facebook name is Street Locks and her Instagram name is Street Locks. Make sure y'all go check that out. Yeah, man, I just want to see everybody win. That's all, y'all. And I just had to tell y'all that. I had to get that off my chest for a quick second. You know. And I got another thing I tell people, because my family support me, so I'm not talking about them, but if your family don't support you, man, don't really be too surprised if your city not supporting you. You know, just work your way. It's good to promote through Instagram because you could pay for promotion and a lot of cities to see you or states and stuff like that. And they're going to start fucking with you. Then you're going to grow from there. And then once Savannah see it, the outside fucking with you, they're going to fuck with you because it's cool to fuck with you, which I think is not cool. But hey, but yeah, I just wanted to let y'all know that, you know, before I get to my next topic. You feel me? Yo, another topic. I want to let y'all know my who I picked for my starting lineup for the All-Star game. The West, I'm going to go with Steph at the one, Ja at the two. No, you know what? Yeah, damn. I'm going to put Devin Booker at the two. I think he's going to start this year. You got LeBron at the three. Draymond at the four. And I'm going to have Jokic at the five. In the East, I'm going to start Trae Young at the point. I'm going to start DeMar at the two. KD at the three. Giannis at the four. And Embiid at the five. If anybody don't like that lineup, let me know. Because that's a good-ass lineup. And it seemed like it looked like KD and Steph gonna be picking. And I could see this shit now with Skip Bayless or anybody saying, oh, LeBron is not the face of the league anymore because he's not the captain, even though he done been the captain since the shit done started. Since they started doing that shit, like pickup game shit. And he done won every year. So the nigga is a truth at picking the team. But my honorable mentions though, who I would have had in the starting lineup. I would have had Ja Morant in the starting, but he's a point guard. And then Devin Booker been playing good this year. I would have had Chris Paul, but, you know, Steph, yes. I just ain't see no small four that's better than Bron right now. And then the only four that I see that's good enough in the West is Draymond, really, because it's Draymond. And in the East, it's just a no-brainer. KD the best small forward in the East. And B the best center. Giannis the best power forward. Trae Young hooping. DeMar hooping. I would have gave it to Harden, but he hasn't been playing that much as DeMar. And DeMar is like hooping. And DeMar is the best player on his team right now. And James Harden not the best player on his team, so... He probably second to third. The Memphis Grizzlies on a 10-game winning streak, man. Like, that's nice. Like, they beat notable teams like the Lakers, the Warriors, they beat a good couple teams. Just notable teams that they beat in this win streak. You know. And to cap it off, this was going to get tricky. I think they're going to lose. The next game, I think they're going to lose because it seemed like every time they go, it seemed like every time a team beat a team like Golden State or somebody, they always bounce back and lose that game, which is all right. Now they fourth in the West. They like a game and a half behind Golden State for the first seed. So I just don't think they'll win the title right now. Not saying they can't. I just feel like they don't have like a – they probably need like another year under their belt. They probably add like one more all-star player. If they add an all-star player like a Tobias Harris type, a Tobias Harris or a Jeremy Grant, I think they'll do real good. Yeah, I think they'll do real good. Yeah. But, yeah, NFL playoffs, baby. NFL playoffs, y'all. So you know what that means. My Giants is home again. Yep, y'all can laugh all y'all fucking want to. Tampa Bay play the Eagles. I don't think that's this Sunday game though, but the Chiefs. I need the Chiefs to win. The Chiefs has to beat the Steelers. Because if they do, I would be highly upset because that's who I picked to win the Super Bowl. But the Raiders and Bengals. I'm going to pick the Bengals. Because I think that boy got something to prove. He got injured last year early. And before he got injured, I forgot the white quarterback from LSU. Joe Burrows. His name is Joe Burrows, my bad, y'all. And nobody did not Google it. It just came to my mind. But I'm going to ride with the Bengals. I'm feeling Joe Burrows, man. I think he really got something to prove. The Patriots and the Bills, man, you can't sleep on Bill Belichick with Brady not there. So let's see how that go. But in that one, I'm going to pick. I'm going to ride with the Patriots. Ha-ha, Eagles, Buccaneers, I'm riding with Tampa Bay. But if y'all want to do scores, I could do a score, too. So Raiders and Bengals, I think it's not going to be a high-scoring game. I think the score is going to be like 24-21, 21-17 type. Patriots, Bills, depending on the weather. If it's cold as hell, snowing, it might be a low-scoring game. So Patriots, Bills, I picked the Patriots to win. So I say 28-24. Buccaneers, Eagles, I really think Tampa Bay, even though Tampa Bay not healthy right now, you know what? I think this might be a close game, y'all. I can see this score going from about 20-23 Buccaneers. 49ers and Cowboys, Lord Jesus. If you're a Cowboys fan out here right now, I hope y'all lose. So I'm picking y'all to lose 30-27, 49ers. Chiefs, Steelers, I think the Chiefs going to end up beating them by at least two touchdowns. So I'm going to say 28-14. The Cardinals and the Rams. See, this is the thing. Matthew Stafford, if he turned over the ball, they are not going to win. The Rams are not winning. If he turned over that ball once, they're not winning. Okay, I give him once. Because sometimes interceptions don't be the quarterback fault all the time. So I'm going to give him two. If he get two, they're not winning. But I'm going to pick the Rams because I like the Rams defense. I think the score is going to be 24-17. Rams. That's my picks, and that's who I got winning, you know. So, for all y'all Eagles fans, Raiders fans, Cowboy fans, Cardinals fans, Craig DuPont. Shout out to Craig, because Craig be supporting the nigga. And Steelers fans, you know, shout out to Darren Twin. You know, my nigga is a diehard fucking Steelers fan. But all y'all going home, y'all gonna be sitting right at y'all gonna be sitting on the couch. Y'all gonna be sitting right on the couch with Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. You know. Y'all gonna be sitting right there. But, yeah, I like the Chiefs to win the whole thing. I won't be surprised, though, if the Patriots win. I'm telling everybody that. The Patriots win this year, I would not be surprised. Because it's just something about Matt Jones and Belichick. Like, them boys playing good. And shout out to the fucking Colts, too. Because y'all could have been playing – the Chiefs right now, but y'all niggas want to go out there and motherfucking lose to the fucking Jaguars. That's kind of like last year when we could have went, the Giants could have went, but the Eagles end up losing the fucking game. Like, wow. Like, we can't go. None of y'all niggas gonna go. That's probably how they felt. Stuff like that. Hey, I don't wanna get off topic, but it was supposed to be a Scream movie come out. I ain't see no ad, I ain't see nothing. So when y'all hear this, just hit me up. And like I said, y'all could make sure y'all like and subscribe to the Make It Make Sense podcast by Hakeem Hill, available on Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Make sure y'all follow my podcast Instagram page at underscore MIMS podcast on Instagram. Once again, MIMS podcast on Instagram. Like I said, make sure y'all like, subscribe, and subscribe. Y'all can use the Anchor app too. Y'all want to do that. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify Podcasts. I want to thank everybody that came. I always say came. I do this shit every fucking week. I want to thank everybody that that pulled out their phones, clicked the link that was posted, clicked the notification that was sent to your phone when you like my podcast or when you you want to get notified. Just subscribe to it, man. That's all y'all got to do. Every week, 10 o'clock, Friday. Not missing. 10 a.m. Friday morning. I'm not playing with them. I'm stepping on motherfuckers' neck this shit. Even a year after that. But, yeah, I want to thank y'all. Keep supporting me, y'all. I'm getting better and better every week. Like I said, if you didn't listen to my past episodes, go on Google, Spotify, Apple Podcasts right now. Follow me, underscore MIMS. Make sure y'all go check out Kay's Sweets. Follow her on Instagram, the real Kayla K underscore. Won't miss her. Make sure y'all add Jesse on Facebook. Jesse Grieve. He can hook you up, not hook you up, but he gonna make sure y'all get y'all shoes. Y'all having a good weekend. Hope y'all enjoyed this episode. And I'll talk to y'all motherfuckers next week, man. Make it make sense.